When an entangled whale is sighted in New England, the call comes here, to the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. The hotline phone is red, of course, and it's loud. After just one ring, the call goes directly to Everett Sacre's cell phone.
First thing I'll do is grab my little pad of pen and paper over here, and we have a bunch of questions that we want to ask.
As Sacre takes down information about the location and condition of the animal, the team grabs their gear and heads for the response boat on McMillan Pier.
So it's minimum time wasted and maximum time responding and trying to get to that animal.
That's what happened on April 10th of this year. Researchers caught sight of a female North Atlantic right whale known as Kleenex, who's been entangled for more than 3 years. Take a second to think about that. 3 years spent swimming around with rope wrapped through her mouth and around her head, and this is the first time responders have had an opportunity to help her.
The line isn't taut. That's probably why she's been able to survive for 3 years.
Still, team leader Scott Landry says the entanglement has taken a toll. Kleenex is a mother multiple times over, but she hasn't borne a single calf since getting entangled. And now, she's showing signs of deteriorating health.
She's turning pale. You can see a silhouette at the base of her skull. That area should be filled with fat. It should be a mountain, not a valley. And then she has whale lice in random parts of her body.
Kleenex's story is the story of the entire North Atlantic right whale population right now. Entangled, in decline, future uncertain. More than 80% of all North Atlantic right whales bear the bright white scars of previous encounters with ships and fishing gear, and most have been entangled more than once.
If you could look at a whale in the 18th century versus today, the whales today look as though they have been covered with graffiti. Their bodies are scarred from head to toe.
The primary culprits here in the Northeast are the ropes that attach marker buoys to lobster and crab traps on the seafloor. Those lines get wrapped around whales' bodies or caught in their mouths while they're feeding. And as synthetic ropes have gotten stronger, the problem has gotten worse. Entanglement is killing whales and hindering the birth of new ones. And Landry says cutting ropes off whales is only a stopgap measure.
This is not the way that we are going to conserve whale populations. It cannot be the long-term solution for dealing with the entanglement problem. It's simply too dangerous for whales. And it's certainly too dangerous for people.
Last year, a Canadian disentanglement worker died after being hit by a whale's tail. Landry says his team's safety is always his first thought, and they are all well aware of the risks.
But we have to continue doing this just to keep these animals' heads above water.
The disentanglement team spent the better part of 2 cold, windy days following Kleenex around in an open boat. Everett Sacre and Bob Lynch took turns standing at the bow, holding a crossbow at shoulder height, waiting for a clear shot to fire an arrow with 4 razor-sharp blades on the tip. Finally,
coming up.
Lynch took aim at the ropes on Kleenex's head some 50 feet away.
Nice!
The shot damaged the ropes, but didn't slice them completely. Landry and his team are left hoping that the rope will give out before Kleenex does, hoping that they've done enough.
Not enough to save every one of them, but enough to keep the population going long enough for us to solve this problem.
One solution may lie in new ropeless fishing technologies that would reduce the number of lines in the water. Landry says he looks forward to the day when lobstermen can go to work and he doesn't have to. Until then, he'll be waiting for that red phone to ring again. For WCAI, I'm Heather Goldstone in Provincetown.